ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो अंगश्यामलिम छटाभिरभितो मंदे कृतेन्दे वरम जड्डं जागड रोचि संग विदधतं पट्टंबरस्य वृंदारण्य निवासिनं हृदय लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधा स्कंदे निवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेम दामोदरं
हरे कृष्ण
श्री गुरु गंधार्विका गिरधारी राधा विनोद बिहारी जी की कृपा से हम लोगों की 84 कोष ब्रजमंडल की परिक्रमा निर्विघ्न रूप से और अच्छी तरह से चल रही है। आज कार्तिक महीने में परम पूज्यपाद नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर गोस्वामी का आविर्भाव तिथि है। वे उन्होंने कटवा में हमारे गुरुजी नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी को संन्यास प्रवेश दिया था। उनसे गुरु महाराज जी का बहुत ही निकट का संबंध था। जब गौड़िया मठ में कुछ विप्लव हुआ उस समय में गुरु महाराज पूज्यपाल श्रीधर महाराज नरसिंह महाराज जाजावर महाराज गोस्वामी महाराज जितने नरहरि ब्रह्मचारी इत्यादि जितने भी प्रभुपाद के सीनियर और श्रेष्ठ सेवक थे उन सब लोगों ने गौड़िया मठ छोड़ दिया और हमारे गुरु जी सबको लेकर गौड़िया वेदांत समिति में रखा। पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज गौड़िया वेदांत समिति में थे और जब तक थे तब तक उनको प्रेसिडेंट बनाया गया। पीछे से गुरुजी से उन्होंने कहा तुम हमारे अनुगत में रह करके प्रचार ठीक से नहीं कर सकते, इसलिए मैं चाहता हूं तुम थोड़ी सी जमीन हमको पास ही में हमको दे दो, वहां पर हम अकेले भजन करेंगे। गुरु महाराज जी ने कहा जी ठीक है, जैसा आप कहेंगे वैसा ही करेंगे। इसलिए कोलर डंगा में उन्होंने कुछ मठ जमीन खरीद करके उनको दे दी, और देने के बाद में वहीं पर उन्होंने सारस्वत गौड़ीय आसन उन्होंने किया। बहुत दिनों तक तो अकेले थे पीछे से, और हमारे गुरु जी पूज्यपाद नृसिंह महाराज, परम पूज्यपाद भक्ति कमल मधुसूदन महाराज और बहुत से लोग रह करके खूब अच्छी तरह से भारतवर्ष में सर्वत्र प्रचार करने लग गए। उसी प्रचार में मसूदन महाराज जी से मुझको भेंट हुई साहेबगंज नामक स्थान में, और मैं घर बार छोड़ करके और फिर उन लोगों के साथ में आकर के गौड़ीय वेदांत समिति में मैं प्रविष्ट होकर के भजन करने। पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज जी के समय में गुरु महाराज जी प्रतिवर्ष उनके पास में गौर पूर्णिमा के उत्सव के बाद ही में हम सब लोग उनको लेकर के उनको जाते थे उनके यहाँ, और वो भी आदर करके इनको वहां पर बुलाते थे। इस तरह से हमने उन लोगों को देखा है। हमारा सौभाग्य है जो प्रभुपाद के जितने बड़े बड़े धुरंधर लोग थे, पूज्यपाद बैखानस महाराज उड़िया, पूज्यपाद नेमी महाराज और बहुत वक्ता, पूज्यपाद गोस्वामी महाराज जी, वन महाराज जी, अरण्य महाराज, जजावर महाराज, सभी लोगों को की सेवा करने का हमको सुजोग मिला, और उनसे हरि कथा सुनने का भी हमको सुजोग मिला है। मैं भी गुरु महाराज जी के साथ में पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज जी के पास में जाया करता, और उन लोगों का जो हरि कथा होता था उसको सुनता था, और गुरु महाराज जी के अप्रकट होने के बाद भी मैं प्रतिवर्ष जरूर उनके पास में जाता, और उनके अप्रकट होने पर उनकी समाधि में अभी भी मैं जाता हूं। वो भी हमारे एक प्रकार से शिक्षा गुरु हैं। उनके संबंध में हमारे भक्ति वेदांत पद्मनाभ जी और माधवी और उद्धव प्रभु हैं कि नहीं, उद्धव प्रभु हैं तो यहां चले आए। ही शुड कम उद्धव,
उद्धव शुड कम
हियर,
ही इज देयर,
प्रांकिशोर,
प्रांकिशोर एंड अदर, दे विल हैव टू स्पीक अबाउट हिम। फर्स्ट आई रिक्वेस्ट शिष्य पद्मनाभ महाराज टू स्पीक हिज लाइफ एंड हिज टीचिंग।
हरे कृष्ण,
ज्ञानचिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिरक्षक श्रीधर गोस्वामिनि नामे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I'm offering my unlimited Dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev. Mitalila Pravishra Om Vishnupad Ashtotarashata Sri Srila Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astom Tarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnupad Astom Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And my Dandavat pranams to all of my Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, to all the Parikar of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and to all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. On this auspicious occasion of the Divine Appearance Day, Avirbhav Mahamahotsav, great festival of Appearance Day of a great Mahabhagavat Vaishnava in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a great Ruga Ruga Vaishnava, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. It is very difficult to describe his transcendental qualities, and even more difficult to try to encapsulate his divine teachings, because they are so penetratingly deep and vast, like unlimited oceans. But we try to make some humble attempt, as is our duty on such day. I remember that I first heard about Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj the very first day that I ever entered into a temple of Krishna. This was in 1970. And there was a magazine of my Guru Maharaj, Back to Godhead. And I opened it up and there was an article by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj in English language. It was called Descent of the Holy Name. And this very famous article has now been distributed throughout the world in so many languages. When I was reading this, of course I was so new to Krishna consciousness, philosophy, but I could see that this was in such a realm, so high and so vast, that I had to pay very close attention. So it was very interesting that from the very beginning of my spiritual life, the personality who would later become my Siksha Guru, he entered right from the very beginning. And throughout the years that I served Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, many times I heard him speak statements regarding this god brother Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. And he would refer to him always as a pure devotee of Krishna. And at that time we only knew our Guru Maharaj. We knew no one else. And we were very new to the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And I remember that in a couple of years before my Guru Maharaj departed, he made one statement that in this world there are only two persons who can write the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, because our Guru Maharaj was translating and writing purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was trying to complete this within his lifespan, but of course he did not have the time to do that. But he said that only two persons are there that can write Srimad Bhagavatam purports in English language: myself and my god brother, B.R. Sridhar Maharaj. So when I heard this, I took very close notice. And then, at the time of the departure, in 1977, of my spiritual master, here in Vrindavan, I was here at the time. And at that time, inquiries were being made to him by the leaders of his society, that who can they go to for spiritual guidance after his departure? Is there anyone, they were asking, anyone that we can go to? And at that time, he specifically mentioned the name of his godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. And also, interestingly, he mentioned also the name of another very great luminous Vaishnava living within this world, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So at that time, I had some seed implanted in me, and I began to desire to meet this personality. So, at the time of passing of Srila Prabhupada, of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, on that very evening, a very fortuitous event took place, in that in the Guru Puja Kirtan, which was being performed, there was one sannyasi who was singing this kirtan before the transcendental Sri Vigraha of our Guru Maharaj. And he was singing with such deep devotion that I was deeply struck in my heart. And at the end of the kirtan, again and again, he was chanting, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. And I asked someone, who is this personality? Who is this sannyasi who is singing here? And one devotee told me, oh, this is Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj from Mathura. I said, oh, that's Narayan Maharaj. And I marked very deeply that this personality who had been chosen by our Srila Prabhupada to place him into samadhi and to carry on his instructions to help his disciples, I marked that very closely. Then after some time, a couple of years later, I was in Mathura, in Mayapur, and I desired to meet Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I asked one of my godbrothers, a Bengali godbrother, have you ever met Srila Sridhar Maharaj? And he said, yes, I go there sometimes. Because Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat was just across the Ganga from our temple. And he said, I go there sometimes, but don't tell anyone. I said, why not? He said, oh, you don't know. The GBC have made a ruling that no one should go to him except for the GBC themselves. This was in 1979, before any of the politics began. And then I said, oh, but Prabhupada said that he's the one that can help us after he disappears. So I want to go and see him. Okay, I'll bring you there. Then a couple of nights later, we prepared to cross the Ganga. And it was summertime, very hot in the evening. We arrived there at the gates of Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And when we entered the gates, We were led upstairs through a veranda. And as I was walking up the stairs, I was thinking, oh, now I'm about to meet another pure devotee, like my Srila Prabhupada. And as we reached the second floor, in the distance in the moonlight, I saw the form of Srila Sridhar Maharaj lying on a bed in the evening air. So we approached and we humbly bowed at his lotus feet and sat next to his bed. And I sat right next to his head as he was lying there, because he was very old at the time. His body was not in healthy condition, and he was resting in the evening cool air. So then it was explained that, oh, these two devotees have come to meet you. One of them, he's from America, like this. And immediately, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, just lying there on his back, looking up, he began to speak about the beautiful effect of the chanting of the name, the sweet name of Krishna. And he began to quote the verse from Srila Rupa Goswami, Tunde Tandavani Rakam Vitanute Tundavani Lakhai. How I don't know how much nectar there is in the two syllables, Krishna. And he was explaining how the holy name enters the holes of one's ears. One wants to have millions of ears. The holy name, when it dances on the tip of the tongue, one desires to have millions of tongues. And when the holy name enters the core of the heart, it overpowers all of one's senses and makes one completely inert, such as the incredible potency of the holy name. But the way that he was explaining this, I had never heard before. How he was expressing these beautiful, deep, sweet sentiments and moods. Very, very rusy. And I had never heard such preaching before. So, after 15 minutes or so, then he excused us. And then a couple of days later, he invited us to come another time in the morning when he would be more fresh. So we came one day and sat in front of him. And we asked a couple of questions. But as soon as he would ask a question to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, now he began a dissertation that was so deep and profound, so all-encompassing, that you practically forgot your question. And he gave so much insight. So even that I was not prepared. I could not understand the depth of what he was saying. Then I remembered a quotation from my spiritual master when some of the early Western devotees had gone to visit the temple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj along with our Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj were speaking together very intimately and for a long time. And after that, when they were going away, then the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, oh, what were you speaking about with Srila Sridhar Maharaj? And then he said to him, he said, if I tell you what he was speaking, you will not be able to understand. His realizations are so high that if you hear them, you will faint. So, in this way I received some impressions by meeting Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself. But I did not know so much about him. What was his background? Who he was? I knew that he had some relationship with my Gurudev, and I knew that he was a prominent disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But in course of time, I would learn more. As the years passed by, a couple of years passed by, many, many devotees began to come to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Western devotees asking so many questions, so much advice, and asking questions on different Siddhantas. And now they began to hear some answers which sounded to them like it was different than what they heard from our Srila Prabhupada. For example, in the question of Jiva Tattva, where has the Jiva soul fallen from to come to this material world? It was the general impression of most of the Western devotees because they did not properly understand the teachings of our Srila Prabhupada. It was their idea that the jiva soul, the jivatma, has fallen from Goloka Vrindavan, that he was there in an eternal relationship with Krishna, as cowherd boy, as gopi, like this. And one day, he became envious of Krishna, and suddenly, because of that, he was cast out of the spiritual world and fell down to the material world. So this question was asked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to so nicely explain the actual Siddhanta, giving many, many quotations from different Shastras, because Srila Sridhar Maharaj was Siddhanta Vid and Shastra Nipun. He was given this title by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Scriptural Genius, Shastra Nipun. He was vastly learned in all the Shastras. He was a very great Vaishnava poet and author. And during the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was one of the main prominent preachers. And after the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was like the Siddhanta Acharya of all of Gaudiya Math. All Vaishnavas used to come to him, and they would hear from him very great exalted personalities, like Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. He used to come and hear from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, like Siksha Guru, like regarding him as Siksha Guru. Our Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to also consider him to be Siksha Guru. And so many others also accepted him in this way. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj would explain very carefully these Siddhantas, and he explained, no, the Jiva soul is from Tathastha region. He is not coming from Goloka Vrindavan. He has not had this connection with Krishna previously. Now he has fallen due to his misuse of his free will from the Tathastha region. And now he has come to this world as captured by Maya. So some persons did not understand this. And gradually, because of misunderstanding, because of immature understanding of the philosophy on this point and various other points, they now began to think, oh, it sounds like Srila Sridhar Maharaj is saying different than what our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has said. And then so much confusion and so much political agitation began. And unfortunately, they separated themselves from his divine association, whom our Srila Prabhupada said that you can get guidance from him. He gave that order, but they disobeyed this order and they went far away. So, as the years passed by, a couple of more years, I began to consider what is happening here, that this very great personality is being rejected and defamed. And I began to read his books. Some of his books had now become published by some Western devotees who came to him from his lectures, from his pravachans. And particularly one book called Sri Guru and His Grace. Now this book has been read all over the world in all different languages. But this is practically the standard textbook for Guru Tattva. If anyone wants to understand what is Guru Tattva, simply by reading this book it will become perfectly clear. And when I began to read this book, now I began to deeply ponder, oh, there has been a very great offense made against this great Vaishnava. And now I began to inquire more about this personality. And I found out so much about his background and how he had such a relationship with our Srila Prabhupada. And how our Srila Prabhupada publicly announced and declared in front of all of his disciples that I lived many years with Srila Sridhar Maharaj as a very intimate friend. I accepted him as Siksha Guru. And we had so many intimate talks. And in my mission to preach in the Western world, by this association that I had with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, discussing all these Siddhantas, Krishna was preparing me for this mission through this divine personality. Then we also understood through the book of Srimati Mula Prakriti Didi, who gave this wonderful book of memories of our Srila Prabhupada, that when he was staying at Radha Damodar Temple, here, he also had the picture of Srila Sridhar Maharaj on his altar. And when he was asked, who is this sannyasi? Oh, this is my Siksha Guru. So in this way, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's teachings, they began to be disseminated all throughout the world through his divine books. And devotees began to learn about this wonderful personality who is protecting this Gaudiya Sampradaya. As Gurudev said this morning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati awarded him the title Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar. And Rakshak means one who protects. And when he was asked, what is the meaning of this name? He explained that I have been given this position by my Guru Maharaj to protect this Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. What are the conceptions of Srila Rupa Goswami? And actually, it is a very famous incident that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was leaving this world, he called Srila Sridhar Maharaj personally to his bedside. And in the midst of all of the godbrothers who were there in the room, he requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Same or Some Pada, by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He wanted to hear from him. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj generally was not a kirtaniya amongst all the disciples. So in a very hesitating way, he began to sing. But shortly after, he was stopped by one of the secretaries of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and they appointed another brahmachari at the time, who later became Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, to sing the song, because he was a very great kirtaniya. And he began to sing. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati stopped, and he said, I want to hear from Sridhar Maharaj. So again, he began to sing. And Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri himself, Maharaj himself, has spoken about this incident. And he said that at that moment, everyone could sense and feel that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving special blessings to him and giving him admittance into this divine kunja of Srila Rupa Manjari. So Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj took this order of his Guru Maharaj very seriously. Throughout his life, he always carefully protected the Siddhanta of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, this Rupa Nuga conceptions. And he would also very carefully present these very highest teachings of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and such. He would speak on all different levels to all different levels of Vaishnavas who would come to him. But especially when he would speak of these very high subject matters of our Rupa Nuga Sampradaya, especially the conception of servitude to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, then he would become very humble in this way. And after completing his discourse, then he would say very high words from a very low mouth. In such deep humility, he would address like this. So actually, I can say very truthfully that prior to meeting Srila Sridhar Maharaj and his conceptions that he was giving to all the whole world, I did not clearly understand what is the prayojan tattva of our sampradaya. Even though I had read the teachings of my Guru Maharaj, but because he did not emphasize and he did not carefully point, because he was speaking to a much broader audience, but Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to clarify these teachings that we are not so much concerned about the camp of Krishna. We are more concerned to be in the camp of Srimati Radhika. And even more than that, we are concerned to be in the camp of Rupa Manjari. This is our highest goal, our highest aspiration. Somehow I got some little insight into this conception. Then Srila Sridhar Maharaj departed from this world in 1988. And at that time, I was also very fortunate to come here to India and to meet my beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, who I would, in course of time, understand that Krishna had been blessing me to come into his association. Because when I met Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj, then I saw the living personification of the teachings of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. What is Rupanuga? What is this conception of Rupanuga? What is the conception of Radha Dasyam? Only I had some little inkling of this. But when I came with Srila Gurudev on Brajamangala Parikrama, when I began to associate with his divine teachings, and especially when I began to hear from his divine lotus mouth and see his moods, how he is completely absorbed in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, then I began to understand what is the meaning of his pranam mantra, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Radhikayai Priyatmane Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Namane. I began to understand that this is really the true fact. That this introduction that I had been given in this life by my Diksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, then by my Siksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, came into its full fulfillment by my association with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So anyone, sometimes there is some propaganda. Because in this material world, there are so many ignorant persons, so many persons who are aparadis and offenders, so many unfortunate persons who cannot understand and see things clearly. And they, due to bewilderment of Maya, they misinterpret. And sometimes they say, oh, what Narayan Maharaj is speaking, well, this is different than what Srila Sridhar Maharaj is speaking. Oh, what he is speaking is different than what Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is speaking. But I declare very loudly that anyone who says this is completely ignorant of the teachings of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj and the teachings of these other two acharyas. Because if they read clearly, if they hear clearly these teachings under guidance, in anugatya, in their association, they will see that they are all giving the exact same message. It is our Rupanuga Sampradaya, and this is the only message of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on the first day of my beloved Siksha Guru Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, I'm paying unlimited dhanyavad pranams to his divine lotus feet, and I'm begging him that he will always keep me tucked very closely underneath the lotus feet of his beloved servitor, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
My God brother.
Huh?
My God brother.
Shri Uddha Prabhu will glorify, Prabhu Jayacharana Sri Sri Srimad Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. I know also, I want to tell that what I tell about Brahma Gayatri meanings and all things I heard afterward that Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj used to tell same thing. Brahma Gayatri, Gayatri of Brahma, Brahma is Krishna himself, Parabrahma, and his Gayatri is power. So the mantra of the deity is Radhika in the name of Gayatri. The she should come in our heart. I heard that same explanation he used to tell. I know that though some persons are criticizing that Narayan Maharaj is telling something different from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj or Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. It may be some different of words one thing, but mood is same, none different. They don't understand all these things. from beginning everywhere in the world I am telling that you have not come from Golok Vrindavan. Same thing as he told about Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj. So ISKCON leaders are not understanding all these things. How a jeev jadgatva na nivartante tad dham param? How they can come if they are serving Krishna in sakharas, basal ras or others? How they can? There is no illusory maya there. Only there is jog maya. Then how? There is no chance of falling. There are so many things that what I am telling Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jeev Goswami and our all Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Pujya Parsidhar Goswami Maharaj, all are in same. So I am not only the difference of world, nothing else. Gaur Pramana.
I'd like to offer my humble, my sincere, my heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of my dearly beloved spiritual master. Nitya Lila Om Vishnu Padaha Paramahamsa Parija Kaharyas Chotarasa Shri Shina Bhakti Raksha Shihara Kasari Maharaj. I'd like to offer my humble, heartfelt, and sincere obeisances 1 trillion times unto the lotus feet of my dearly beloved Shiksha Guru, Vijayi, Om Vishnupada, Paramahamsa Parijagata, Sovana Siddha, Sri Srinay, Bhaktivedanta, Narayan Maharaj. And again, I offer my humble, heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of His divine grace, Ichabila Om Vishnu Bhagat, Paramahamsa Parijagakarya Sotarasita Sri Srinay, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And last, I offer my humble, most sincere, heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of Deva, Sri Krishna, the all fulfillment of life. Shiva Kudadev, Shiva Kudamaraj, please accept my sincerest gratitude. Please continue to guide me, guard me, bless me, and protect me, guide my every action, thought, word, and deed. And guard me from indecision and procrastination. Please protect me from the overwhelming influences of Maya, the illusory energies of this material world. Please protect me from my foolish pride and lust. And please help me to surrender more and more and more saranagati, to surrender to your will, to the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately to surrender to the will of Yugala Kishore, the superlative divine couple of Brahma. With all of your thoughts and heart's desire, fully engage yourself in the pure devotional service and worship of Bhargava, the Supreme Goddess Srimati Radha, who is the ultimate unexcelled beloved servitor of Sri Krishna. Please accept.
More louder, please.
Mm-hmm. being the ultimate and all harmonizing potency of Shri Krishna. She remains his unexcelled beloved servitor. In order to fully enrich and promote his Leela Vilas, she manifests herself in variegated congenial forms. It is she who manifests herself as Dawn, Goloka, the abode of Krishna, in the form of beautiful effulgence, Sandroya Jyoti, and opulence, Vaibhav, adorning and glorifying him all around. It is she who extends herself as Leela Shakti, the potency principle which promotes the bliss-giving pastimes of Krishna in variegated and congenial forms. It is she who extends herself as Leela Shakti, the potency principle which promotes this bliss-giving pastimes of Krishna in variegated and congenial forms. Therefore, adore her as the supreme goal of life, who gives venerable, blessed intelligence, realizations, and taste for the enhanced, loving worship of her and her dearly beloved Shri Krishna, Deva, the all fulfillment of life. The flute song of Shri Krishna, expressed as the Gayatri Mantra, what is the special characteristic of this all-attractive flute song? It deeply inspires all devotees to embrace an artistic servitor in the divine service concert of his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani. Krishna's flute song thus deeply inspires the devotees to embrace this artistic servitor in the divine service consort. The purport of Sri Gayatri Nigudath is as follows. The first word is Om. Om is the seed mantra which contains everything within it. The next word is Bor. Bor is where we are. Borlok is the world of our experience. The next word is Bhuvah. Bhuvarlok is the world of mental acquisitions. It is the support, the background of our experience. Our present position of experience is the effect of our mental acquisitions and the subtle world of previous karma. This mental sphere is known as Bhuvah-lok. The next word in the mantra is Sva. Above Bhuvah-lok is Sva-lok. Bhuvah-lok, the mental sphere, means acceptance and rejection. What to do, what not to do, I like this, I don't like that. Svalok, however, is the plane of decision, the world of intelligence, Buddhilok. Our intelligence tells us that you may like this, but don't do that, for then you will become the loser. That plane, the plane of reason, is known as Svalok. There are three planes of experience in our existence, physical, mental, and intellectual. Of course, upon detailed analysis, it will be revealed that there are seven planes of experience. Vor, Bhuva, Sva, Maha, Jnana, Tapa, and Satyalok. This has been explained in detail by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Here, these three planes have been summarized in a word, tact. The next word in the Brahma Gayatri is Savitur. Savitur generally means Surya, the sun. And the sun means figuratively that which shows or illuminates, that by which we can see. All seven strata of our existence, represented by Bhava, the physical world, Bhava, the mental world, and Svaha, the intellectual world, have here been reduced to one entity, Tat, that by the sun, which in this context indicates the soul. Here, soul means individual soul. The individual soul is the cause of this world, not that the mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. Here it is being expressed that everything is seen with the help of the sun. If there is no sun, everything is dark. Nothing can be seen. So without light, nothing can be seen, and in a higher sense, light means the soul. The soul is the subject, and the soul's objects are the different planes of experience within this world. The next word in the mantra is Varenyam. Varenyam means puja, worshipable, venerable. This indicates that although within this objective world where the soul is the subject, there is another plane which is to be venerated and worshipped by the soul. That is the supersoul area. That worshipable plane of existence is known as Varenyam. That supersoul area is to be worshipped by the jiva soul, Aradhana. Bhargo means Aradhana. It cannot but be expressed, but in terms of Aradhana, puja, seva, worship, adoration, loving service. The word di is derived from the word buddhi, which generally means that which we cultivate with the help of our intelligence. But here, di is reference to that venerable intelligence which descends into this plane to help us cultivate service. So dhimani does not mean abstract meditation, but devotional service. This is the underlying meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri, the song of deliverance, also means Sankirtan. Kirtan is also sung. It helps to improve us toward the highest serving position. So Brahma Gayatri, in connection with Mahaprabhu, comes to mean Krishna Kirtan. And then it reaches Vrindavan and the flute kirtan. And when we enter Vrindavan, we shall find that the sweet sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties. The gopis and others are adjusted in their respective duties at the sound of Krishna's flute. At night, the gopis hearing the sound of Krishna's flute will run to the Yamuna thinking, oh, Krishna's there. And when Mother Yashoda hears the song of Krishna's flute, she thinks, my son is there, he's coming home soon. In this way, the sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties and inspires them to be mind, O Lord, their service. All other services are represented fully in Radhika. Like branches, they are all a part of her. Madhurya Ras is the chief of Mukhya Ras, the combination of all rasas. Srimati Radhika is Mahabhag. She holds the forward service, responsibility, and the energy to serve Krishna. What is the nature of the Swarup Shakti? It is the Vayabhav, the extension of Srimati Radhika. Bhargo is no less than Vayabhav, the extended body of Srimati Radharani, which contains everything for the service of Sri Krishna. Bhargo is Mahabhav, the predominated moiety, and Krishna is Rasaraj, the predominating moiety. In the Gayatri Mantra, we are requested, Bhargo Devasya Dhirahi, come, meditate. What sort of meditation is possible in that plane of dedication? Not abstract meditation, but service, cultivation, Krishna Nusalena. What is the inner meaning of the word Bhargo? Bhargo Vayi Vasupani Jatma Ekashri Param Bhadra Shri Param. Bhanu means who shows us by light. Srimati Radhika is the daughter of Vasubhanu, therefore I've given the word Bhanu. And to represent her extended self, I've given the word Vayabhav. Vayabhav means what comes out or extended self. Prabhav is the central representation, and Vayabhav is the outer extension. The very gist of Swarup Shakti is Srimati Radhika, and the whole Swarup Shakti is her extended self. The town of her beautiful servants, that is the country. The abode of her beautiful service is the whole Swarup Shakti. She has developed herself into such a beautiful area of brilliance, and thereby she serves her Lord. All these necessary things have sprung from her. And to help her in serving her Lord, they all come out. And when the entire internal energies are condensed in a concise form, it is Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika. And when Radhika wants to serve, she extends herself in limitless different ways. And with some contributions from Baladev and Yogamaya, the whole spiritual world, including Vrindavan Mathura and Vaikuntha, evolves to assist Srimati Radhika in the service of Sri Krishna. Gaurai. The service of Srimati Radhika. Under the loving care of Sri Rupa Manjari, enveloped in the moon of the gopis of Vrindavan throughout the eight divisions of the day and night. I want the moon that they possess. I want it, and my eagerness won't let my mind or my heart rest, for that is my goal. It is my soul's quest, and I don't want anything more, and certainly nothing less.
Rajkishore Prabhu. Will you speak something? Then Madhavi, Madhavi should come forward. Where is Madhavi?
She's coming.
His English I cannot understand.
He explained so beautifully the meaning of Brahma Gayatri.
Yes.
From very basic to complete
perfection. He was reciting from his memory the exact words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj that he wrote on his commentary on Brahma Gayatri. This was recitation.
Very beautiful.
You can ask Pran Kishore again.
What?
You can ask Pran Kishore Prabhu again. Huh? Pran Kishore Prabhu, ask what I got.
But he is not coming.
He will not speak. gave to us to help us to have a deeper understanding. What I'm going to speak is not so much on the higher siddhanta, but still it touched my own heart because I am a very fallen soul. And he used to give so many instructions about the qualities of a Vaishnava, the Nadibhisinichena. And one talk that he gave touched my heart very much, so I would like to share that exactly as I heard it from his lips.
Any position from anyone, but at the same time,
You have to give honor to everyone, their due. That means you are exclusively pointed towards your aim and eliminated everything from your aspiration. You are extremely towards the object of your pursuit. In this way, you take the name of Krishna, and you will find his help at once, in no time. Hare Krishna. The qualification of the taker of name divine. The standard has been recommended as this way. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is Krishna? Come to the level, come to the plane, and you will see everywhere. But your eyes and your senses are all attracted by the charm of different planes. You have no time to look towards Krishna. Saravatra Krishna Murti Kore Dalama. Perception of Krishna is everywhere, but your sight is caught, attracted by so many floating charms. They are catching your attention, your sight, your feelings, and you can't see Krishna. Your own prejudice for the outside world has covered your eyes, drawing all of your attention towards them. You can't see Krishna, the real well-wisher, the real guardian, the real friend, the real lover. You can't see. You are so busy with your outer aspired things that you have no time at all to look towards him, the best friend you are ignoring, and for false transaction with the environment. The transaction is being continued by a false ego of you, false person. You are absent there. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, used to use this word, minor. The soul is minor. And the manager, he's working on behalf of the soul. Soul is proprietor. The proprietor is minor. And the managers, the mind and intelligence, working on behalf of the proprietor, they are looting things according to their own interests. That is the position of a person in bondage, fallen soul. His true self is not represented, but transaction in his name is going on. His real interest is suppressed, absent. Such hopeless position. Atashaibe hari tavanamuchakori borotuki deki bhagavai. When calculating all of these things, we reach to the highest level of disappointment. Then sometimes, somehow or other, from the core of the heart, I am helpless. Save me. I am overpowered in my home. I am totally under the control of so many enemies in the form of friends within me. Such helpless position I hold, my Lord. You please come aggressively. Otherwise, I have no hope. Even I may not be allowed to make connection with you. Kamarina katina katida palita durmi desha. From time immemorial, I am serving all these masters, but they are not satisfied with my service. I have made myself slave, eternal slave, with no possibility of getting any relief for myself. Now I find this helpless position in my heart. If you only come of your own accord and assert yourself in any way, then they will fly away. Otherwise, no chance I have got. Samratam lapta buddhi, samayatam sharanam abhayam aniyushvatradhase. Only some little attention or some engagement, if you extend to me, then these will fly away in fear of you. Otherwise, I have no hope. This sort of pathetic prayer from the core of the heart towards the Savior, that is what is necessary for us. Hare Krishna, Gaura Hare Bhagavan.
Anyone else want to
give Pushpanjali, the lotus feet of His divine grace. Grace. Anyone? Once I went to Pujyapad Siddharth Goswami Maharaj. He began to tell that, first of all, I want to tell that he was came in very restricted family of Brahmin. Very brilliant from beginning. After some time he went to Calcutta to study law. I don't know, first year or second year. He heard anywhere the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And he came to Mayapur to hear his instructions and to take his darshan. He was telling that when he entered in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math, he saw that a brahmachari was sitting on chair and his feet were on the table, closing his eyes, and he is thinking something. In the meantime, one big sannyasi, he came and did pranam. And then he came to that boy who was in white dress. Then that boy told something, and then again sannyasi did pranam, and then he went. Then at that time his name was
Ramendra
Siddhar Maharaj ka
Ramendra.
Ramendra. So he thought, who is he? Brahmachari? And asked others, who is the Brahmachari? That sannyasi is the man coming to him and dandvat pranam, and he is in white dress, babu dress, and he is in same state. What? Doing his feet something like, and he told something and he did pranam and he went. Then he asked anyone, he is Vinod Brahmachari. He is very high class of Brahmachari. And here he has established this much. And at first it was like Miyapur, and he had turned this to Mayapur. All Muslims used to, they don't understood Prabhupada, neglected. But when this Brahmachari came, now they realized him. And after that, he went to Prabhupada and heard something. And he was so much attracted that he at once went and stopped his law study and he came to Srila Prabhupada, totally joined. And after some time he gave him sannyas, bhakti rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. I want to tell something that some tell him, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Deva Goswami. Who gave this title to him? Has Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati given him? Never. He cannot. Then who gave this title? Those who have some false ego, that Brahmans are super than Vaishnava. So they want to tell by this Dev that he was Brahmin rather than Vaishnava. But we don't accept. You should never tell him Dev Vaishnava. So, as Prabhupada has given the name, we will accept that. So, Prapujya Charan, Srisila Bhakti, Raksha, Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. What to tell more? He has told everything. All Vaishnava, Narsingh Maharaj, took sannyas from him by Gurudev and others. But Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj used to tell that I am junior from him. Guru Maharaj joined the mutt in 1916. And Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj joined in 1925. Sometimes I have heard that when Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj and our Gurudev both were well darshanic philosophers, when they used to discuss anything, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj was telling, Guru Maharaj used to cut his all arguments. And then when Sridhar Maharaj used to tell, he used to cut all the arguments of Guru Maharaj, establish his. And again our Gurudev used to cut his all arguments, establish something. So all Gaudiya Math Brahmachari Sannyasi used to come to hear their conversations, all these arguments. Very interesting. Also, I have told you, once in Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, Pujyapad Rishikesh Maharaj, so many, they were assembled in Keshavji Gaudiya Math in the month of Kartik. And Rishikesh Maharaj asked this question, that I want to know, you are so many Siddhantavid, I want to know that a special Jivar Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Here it has been told Nitya Das. Then Jiva has any special relation with Krishna, or that relation is nothing but comes from the association, from Gurudev or association it comes. Then Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj told to Gurudev, you should give the answer. And then he told, Jiva has a special relation with Krishna, but it is latent. It cannot be changed. Never. Like Yashoda Vatsalya Ras, cannot in any way cannot be changed. In this way, he gave an example that there are seeds of mango, tamarind, banana, Katahal, jackfruit, so many neem tree, seeds. And on the Ganges side, on the same soil, you should put it. One sun rays coming, one gardener is there, only he is doing. One soil, one air, everything is there. But different trees will come. Not same thing. By association of air, sun, gardener, will come as a mango, only one tree. In same way, all the souls have some special relation. And I think those who have come under Rupa Goswami, this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, they have surely heard the potency of Radha Dasyam, Manjari Mood, Brajbhav. Otherwise, they have gone to Ramanuj, Madhva Sampradaya and other Sampradaya. But anyhow, they have come. It seems that Krishna has arranged all these things. So, it cannot be changed by anything. It may be by any association. A devotee came up to Dasya or Sakya, but he will not be satisfied. After some time, he will search another guru. And then, Sarup will come, realize, then it will be fixed in that rush. And then he will never change. So we are very fortunate to hear all this. Sri Maharaj has written some books also.
Prapanna Jivanamrita.
Prapanna Jivanamrita. Very good book.
Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram.
Prema Deva Dhamma Stotram and so on. Prabhupada. So it is an Argudaradita Pada Yugam.
Kirtan
Manjusha. So many. Today, we are all giving Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. And he should be merciful to sprinkle his mercy to all, to us. That we can understand his moods and follow his footprints. Gaur Premanande.
He's very rusty, and I had never heard such preaching before. So after 15 minutes or so, then he excused us, and then a couple of days later, he invited us to come another time in the morning when he would be more fresh. So we came one day and sat in front of him and we asked a couple of questions. But as soon as he would ask a question to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, now he began a dissertation that was so deep and profound, so all-encompassing, that you practically forgot your question. And he gave so much insight. So even that I was not prepared. I could not understand the depth of what he was saying. Then I remembered a quotation from my spiritual master when some of the early Western devotees had gone to visit the temple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj along with our Srila Prabhupada. they were, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj were speaking together very intimately and for a long time. And after that, when they were going away, then the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Oh, what were you speaking about with Srila Sridhar Maharaj?" And then he said to him, he said, "If I tell you what he was speaking, you will not be able to understand. His realizations are so high that if you hear them, you will faint." So, in this way, I received some impressions by meeting Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself. But I did not know so much about him. What was his background? Who he was? I knew that he had some relationship with my Gurudev, and I knew that he was a prominent disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But in course of time, I would learn more. As the years passed by, a couple of years passed by, many, many devotees began to come to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Western devotees asking so many questions, so much advice, and asking questions on different Siddhantas. And now they began to hear some answers which sounded to them like it was different than what they heard from our Srila Prabhupada. For example, in the question of Jiva Tattva, where has the Jiva soul fallen from to come to this material world? It was the general impression of most of the Western devotees, because they did not properly understand the teachings of our Srila Prabhupada. It was their idea that the Jiva soul, the Jivatma, has fallen from Goloka Vrindavan, that he was there in an eternal relationship with Krishna, as cowherd boy, as gopi, like this. And one day, he became envious of Krishna, and suddenly, because of that, he was cast out of the spiritual world and fell down to the material world. So this question was asked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to so nicely explain the actual Siddhanta, giving many, many quotations from different Shastras, because Srila Sridhar Maharaj was Siddhanta Vit and Shastra Nipun. He was given this title by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Scriptural Genius, Shastra Nipun. He was vastly learned in all the Shastras. He was a very great Vaishnav poet and author. And during the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was one of the main prominent preachers. And after the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was like the Siddhanta Acharya of all of Gaudiya Math. All Vaishnavas used to come to him, and they would hear from him very great exalted personalities, like Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. He used to come and hear from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, like Siksha Guru, like regarding him as Siksha Guru. Our Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to also consider him to be Siksha Guru. And so many others also accepted him in this way. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj would explain very carefully these Siddhantas, and he explained, no, the Jiva soul is from Tathastha region. He is not coming from Goloka Vrindavan. He has not had this connection with Krishna previously. Now he has fallen due to his misuse of his free will from the Tathastha region. And now he has come to this world and captured by Maya. So some persons did not understand this. And gradually, because of misunderstanding, because of immature understanding of the philosophy on this point and various other points, they now began to think, oh, it sounds like Srila Sridhar Maharaj is saying different than what our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has said. And then so much confusion and so much political agitation began. And unfortunately, they separated themselves from his divine association, whom our Srila Prabhupada said that you can get guidance from him. He gave that order, but they disobeyed this order and they went far away. So, as the years passed by, a couple of more years, I began to consider what is happening here, that this very great personality is being rejected and defamed. And I began to read his books. Some of his books had now become published by some Western devotees who came to him from his lectures, from his pravachans. And particularly one book called Sri Guru and His Grace. Now this book has been read all over the world in all different languages. But this is practically the standard textbook for Guru Tattva. If anyone wants to understand what is Guru Tattva, simply by reading this book it will become perfectly clear. And when I began to read this book, now I began to deeply ponder, oh, there has been a very great offense made against this great Vaishnava. And now I began to inquire more about this personality. And I found out so much about his background and how he had such a relationship with our Srila Prabhupada. And how our Srila Prabhupada publicly announced and declared in front of all of his disciples that I lived many years with Srila Sridhar Maharaj as a very intimate friend. I accepted him as Siksha Guru. And we had so many intimate talks. And in my mission to preach in the Western world, by this association that I had with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, discussing all these Siddhantas, Krishna was preparing me for this mission through this divine personality. Then we also understood through the book of Srimati Mula Prakriti Didi, who gave this wonderful book of memories of our Srila Prabhupada, that when he was staying at Radha Damodar Temple here, he also kept a picture of Srila Sridhar Maharaj on his altar. And when he was asked, who is this sannyasi? Oh, this is my Siksha Guru. So in this way, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's teachings, they began to be disseminated all throughout the world through his divine books. And devotees began to learn about this wonderful personality who is protecting this Gaudiya Sampradaya. As Gurudev said this morning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati awarded him the title Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar. And Rakshak means one who protects. And when he was asked, oh, what is the meaning of this name, he explained that I have been given this position by my Guru Maharaj to protect this Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. What are the conceptions of Srila Rupa Goswami? And actually, it is a very famous incident that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was leaving this world, he called Srila Sridhar Maharaj personally to his bedside. And in the midst of all of the godbrothers who were there in the room, he requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Same or Some Pada, by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He wanted to hear from him. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj generally was not a kirtaniya amongst all the disciples. So in a very hesitating way, he began to sing. But shortly after, he was stopped by one of the secretaries of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and they appointed another brahmacharya at the time, who later became Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, to sing the song, because he was a very great kirtaniya. And he began to sing. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati stopped, and he said, I want to hear from Sridhar Maharaj. So again, he began to sing. And Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri himself, Maharaj himself, has spoken about this incident. And he said that at that moment, everyone could sense and feel that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving special blessings to him and giving him admittance into this divine kunja of Srila Rupa Manjari. So Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj took this order of his Guru Maharaj very seriously. Throughout his life, he always carefully protected the Siddhanta of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, this Rupa Nuga conceptions. And he would also very carefully present these very highest teachings of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and such. He would speak on all different levels to all different levels of Vaishnavas who would come to him, but especially when he would speak of these very high subject matters of our Rupa Nuga Sampradaya, especially the conception of servitude to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Then he would become very humble in this way, And after completing his discourse, then he would say very high words from a very low mouth. In such deep humility, he would address like this. So actually, I can say very truthfully that prior to meeting Srila Sridhar Maharaj and his conceptions that he was giving to all the whole world, I did not clearly understand what is the Prayojan Tattva of our Sampradaya. Even though I had read the teachings of my Guru Maharaj, but because he did not emphasize and he did not carefully point, because he was speaking to a much broader audience, but Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to clarify these teachings that we are not so much concerned about the camp of Krishna. We are more concerned to be in the camp of Srimati Radhika. And even more than that, we are concerned to be in the camp of Rupa Manjari. This is our highest goal, our highest aspiration. Somehow I got some little insight into this this conception. Then Srila Sridhar Maharaj departed from this world in 1988. And at that time, I was also very fortunate to come here to India and to meet my beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, whom I would, in course of time, understand that Krishna had been blessing me to come into his association. Because when I met Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj, then I saw the living personification of the teachings of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. What is Rupanuga? What is this conception of Rupanuga? What is the conception of Radha Dasyam? Only I had some little inkling of this. But when I came with Srila Gurudev on Brajamandala Parikrama, when I began to associate with his divine teachings, and especially when I began to hear from his divine lotus mouth and see his moods, how he is completely absorbed in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, then I began to understand what is the meaning of his pranam mantra, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Radhikayai Priyatmane Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Iti Namane. I began to understand that this is really the true fact, that this introduction that I had been given in this life by my Diksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, then by my Siksha Guru Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, came into its full fulfillment by my association with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So anyone, sometimes there is some propaganda, because in this material world, there are so many ignorant persons, so many persons who are aparadis and offenders, so many unfortunate persons who cannot understand and see things clearly. And they, due to bewilderment of Maya, they misinterpret. And sometimes they say, oh, what Narayan Maharaj is speaking, well, this is different than what Srila Sridhar Maharaj is speaking. Oh, what he is speaking is different than what Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is speaking. But I declare very loudly that anyone who says this is completely ignorant of the teachings of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj and the teachings of these other two acharyas. Because if they read clearly, if they hear clearly these teachings under guidance, in anugatya, in their association, they will see that they are all giving the exact same message. It is our Rupanuga Sampradaya, and this is the only message of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will appear today of my beloved Siksha Guru Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and paying unlimited dandavat pranams to his divine lotus feet. And I'm begging him that he will always keep me tucked very closely underneath the lotus feet of his beloved servitor, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
My God, brother.
Huh?
My God, brother.
Yeah. Oh.
Sri Uddhava Prabhu will glorify Prabhu Jaya Charan Sri Sri Srimad Bhakti Raksha Sri Dhar Goswami Maharaj. I know also, I want to tell that what I tell about Brahma Gayatri meanings and all things, I heard afterward that Pujya Pada Sridhar Maharaj used to tell same thing. Brahma Gayatri, Gayatri of Brahma, Brahma is Krishna himself, Parabrahma, and his Gayatri, his power. So the mantra of the deity is Radhika in the name of Gayatri. The she should come in our heart. I heard that same explanation he used to tell. I know that though some persons are criticizing that Narayan Maharaj is telling something different from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj or Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. It may be some different of words only, but mood is same, none different. They don't understand all these things. From beginning, everywhere in the world I am telling that you had not come from Golok Vrindavan, same thing as he told about Pujya Pada Sridhar Maharaj. So ISKCON leaders are not understanding all these things. How a jeev jadagatva na nivartante taddham param? How they can come if they are serving Krishna in sakharas, basal ras or others? How they can? There is no illusory maya there. Only there is yog maya. Then how? There is no chance of falling. There are so many things that what I am telling Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jeev Goswami and our all Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Pujya Pada Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, all are in same. So I am not only the difference of world, nothing else. Gaur Pramana.
Om Ajnana Tibrahimhasya Jananjana Shalabhutana Chakshur Umalaya Nitaisvashri Yudhuyenama Vanchakampa Turbhasya Krivasadhyay Bhaktitya Pramayadhyo Vaishnavyom Onamaha. First, I'd like to offer my humble, my sincere, my heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of my dearly beloved spiritual master, Nityalila Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivijakarya Sutrasya Sri Srinath Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And I'd like to offer my humble, heartfelt, and sincere obeisances 1 trillion times unto the lotus feet of my dearly beloved Shiksha Guru, Vijayi Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivijakarya Sutrasya Sri Srinath Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And again, I offer my humble heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Ichabhima Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivijakarya Sutrasya Sri Srinath Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And last, I offer my humble, most sincere, heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of Deva, Sri Krishna, the all fulfillment of life. Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, please accept my sincerest gratitude. Please continue to guide me, guard me, bless me, and protect me, guide my every action, thought, word, and deed. And guard me from indecision and procrastination. Please protect me from the overwhelming influences of Maya, the illusory energies of this material world. Please protect me from my foolish pride and lust. And please help me to surrender more and more and more saranagati, to surrender to your will, to the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately to surrender to the will of Yugala Kishore, the superlative divine couple of Brahma. With all of your thoughts and heart's desire, fully engage yourself in the pure devotional service and worship of Bhargava, the Supreme Goddess Srimati Radhani, who is the ultimate, unexcelled, beloved servitor of Sri Krishna. Please accept.
More louder, please.
Being the ultimate and all-harmonizing potency of Sri Krishna, she remains his unexcelled beloved servitor. In order to fully enrich and promote his Leela Vilas, she manifests herself in variegated congenial forms. It is she who manifests herself as Dham Galok, the abode of Krishna, in the form of beautiful effulgence, Sanyoya Jyoti, and opulence, Vaibhav, adorning and glorifying him all around. It is she who extends herself as Leela Shakti, the potency principle which promotes the bliss-giving pastimes of Krishna in variegated and congenial forms. It is she who extends herself as Leela Shakti, the potency principle which promotes this bliss-giving pastimes of Krishna in variegated and congenial forms. Therefore, adore her as the supreme goal of life, who gives venerable, blessed intelligence, realizations, and taste for the enhanced, loving worship of her and her dearly beloved Sri Krishna Deva, the all-fulfillment of life. The flute song of Sri Krishna, expressed as the Gayatri Mantra. What is the special characteristic of this all-attractive flute song? It deeply inspires all devotees to embrace an artistic servitor in the divine service concert of his eternal consort, Srimati Radhani. Krishna's flute song thus deeply inspires the devotees to embrace this artistic servitor in the divine service consort. The purport of Sri Gayatri Nigudath is as follows. The first word is Om. Om is the seed mantra which contains everything within it. The next word is Bor. Bor is where we are. Borlok is the world of our experience. The next word is Bhuvah. Bhuvarlok is the world of mental acquisitions It is the support, the background of our experience. Our present position of experience is the effect of our mental acquisitions and the subtle world of previous karma. This mental sphere is known as Bhuvalok. The next word in the mantra is Sva. Above Bhuvalok is Svalok. Bhuvalok, the mental sphere, means acceptance and rejection. What to do, what not to do, I like this, I don't like that. Svalok, however, is the plane of decision, the world of intelligence, Buddhilok. Our intelligence tells us that you may like this, but don't do that. But then you will become the loser. That plane, the plane of reason, is known as Svalok. There are three planes of experience in our existence, physical, mental, and intellectual. Of course, upon detailed analysis, it will be revealed that there are seven planes of experience. Vasva, Maha, Jhana, Tapa, and Satyaloka. This has been explained in detail by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Here, these three planes have been summarized in a word, Tat. The next word in the Brahmagaya tree is Savitur. Savitur generally means Surya, the sun. And the sun means figuratively that which shows or illuminates, that by which we can see. All seven strata of our existence, represented by Bhuva, the physical world, Bhuva, the mental world, and Sva, the intellectual world, have here been reduced to one entity. Tat, that by the sun, which in this context indicates the soul. Here, soul means individual soul. The individual soul is the cause of this world, not that the mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. Here it is being expressed that everything is seen with the help of the sun. If there is no sun, everything is dark. Nothing can be seen. So without light, nothing can be seen. And in a higher sense, light means the soul. The soul is the subject. And the soul's objects are the different planes of experience within this world. The next word in the mantra is Varenyam. Varenyam means puja, worshipable, venerable. This indicates that although within this objective world where the soul is the subject, there is another plane which is to be venerated and worshipped by the soul. That is the supersoul area. That worshipable plane of existence is known as Varenyam. That supersoul area is to be worshipped by the G-soul, Aradhana. Vargo means Aradhana. It cannot but be expressed, but in terms of Aradhana, Puja, Seva, worship, adoration, loving service. The word di is derived from the word buddhi, which generally means that which we cultivate with the help of our intelligence. But here, di is reference to that venerable intelligence which descends into this plane to help us cultivate service. So dhimahi does not mean abstract meditation, but devotional service. This is the underlying meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri. The song of deliverance also means sankirtan. Kirtan is also sung and helps to improve us toward the highest serving position. So Brahma Gayatri in connection with Mahaprabhu comes to mean Krishna Kirtan. And then it reaches Vrindavan and the flute Kirtan. And when we enter Vrindavan, we shall find that the sweet sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties. The gopis and others are adjusted in their respective duties at the sound of Krishna's flute. At night, the gopis hearing the sound of Krishna's flute will run to the Yamuna thinking, oh, Krishna's there. And when Mother Yashoda hears the song of Krishna's flute, she thinks, my son is there. He's coming home soon. In this way, the sound of Krishna's flute engages all the servants of the Lord in their respective duties and inspires them to be mindful of their service. All other services are represented fully in Radhika. Like branches, they are all a part of her. Madhurya Ras is the chief of Mukhya Ras, the combination of all rasas. Srimati Radhika is Mahabhag. She holds the forward service, responsibility, and the energy to serve Krishna. What is the nature of the Swarup Shakti? It is the Vayabhag, the extension of Srimati Radhika. Bhargo is no less than Vayabhav, the extended body of Srimati Radharani, which contains everything for the service of Sri Krishna. Bhargo is Mahabhav, the predominated moiety, and Krishna is Rasaraj, the predominating moiety. In the Gayatri Mantra, we are requested, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, come, meditate. What sort of meditation is possible in that plane of dedication? Not abstract meditation, but service, cultivation, Krishna Nusalenam. What is the inner meaning of the word Bhargo? Bhargo Vai Vasupani Jatma Ekashri Param Bhadra Shri Param. Bhanu means who shows us by light. Srimati Radhika is the daughter of Vasubhanu, therefore I've given the word Bhanu. And to represent her extended self, I've given the word Vayabhav. Vayabhav means what comes out or extended self. Prabhav is the central representation, and Vayabhav is the outer extension. The very gist of Swarup Shakti is Srimati Radhika, and the whole Swarup Shakti is her extended self. The town of her beautiful servants, that is the country. The abode of her beautiful service is the whole Swarup Shakti. She has developed herself into such a beautiful area of brilliance, and thereby she serves her Lord. All these necessary things have sprung from her. And to help her in serving her Lord, they all come out. And when the entire internal energies are condensed in a concise form, it is Mahabhava, Srimati Radhika. And when Radhika wants to serve, she extends herself in limitless different ways. And with some contributions from Baladev and Yogamaya, the whole spiritual world, including Vrindavan, Mathura, and Vaikuntha, evolves to assist Srimati Radhika in the service of Sri Krishna. Gaurai. The service of Srimati Radhika. Under the loving care of Sri Rupa Manjari, enveloped in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan throughout the eight divisions of the day and night. I want that they possess. I want it, and my eagerness won't let my mind or my heart rest. For that is my goal. It is my soul's quest. And I don't want anything more, and certainly nothing less.
Will you speak something? Then Madhavi. Madhavi should come forward. Where is Madhavi?
She's coming.
His English I cannot hear. Understand.
He explained so beautifully the meaning of Brahma Gayatri.
Yes.
He was reciting
from his memory the exact words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj that he wrote on his commentary on Brahma Gayatri. This was recitation.
Very beautiful.
You can ask Pranikishore again.
What?
You can ask Pran Kishorpuru again. Huh? Pran Kishorpuru Bula. Ask
what it. But he is not coming.
He will not speak. He will not speak.
Prabhupada, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, He came forward and offered shelter to us. Srila Prabhupada had requested him to help all of his Western disciples. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said that anyone that understood the inner mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati couldn't but have the greatest sympathy for the preaching in the West. So he welcomed us with open arms and so much love and affection and gave so much guidance. I also feel that it is by his grace that he passed me on to the divine guidance of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. He used to explain that bhakti was like being on a bicycle. If you're not moving, you'll fall down. You have to keep moving. So we always require the affectionate guidance of the higher Vaishnavas who have sympathy for us and who are willing to help us. So I pray that I can always be under such Rasik guidance and close shelter throughout my whole life. Today I feel inspired to share some of the katha that Guru Maharaj gave to us to help us to have a deeper understanding. What I'm going to speak is not so much on the higher Siddhanta, but still it touched my own heart because I'm a very fallen soul. And he used to give so many instructions about the qualities of a Vaishnava, Janadipisinichena. And one talk that he gave touched my heart very much, so I would like to share that. Exactly as I heard it from his lips. Natsulyanashtipapatma Natarajini chakashchana Hari hari tilachame Imrave purushottama. There is no other sinner in this whole world of yours than myself, and not a greater offender than me, my Lord. Hari hari tilachame. I am ashamed to take them before you and to get it forgiven, even to point out them, but I am so heinous, so such an offender. When I recollect my own bad deeds, I myself feel ashamed. Kimbrave Purushottama, what more I shall say to you, my Lord? I am so such a sinner. This is the nature of the high disciple, high devotees. They think themselves so unfit for service. What is the way? What is our destination? Progress towards this side, negative side. To the farthest reach of the negative side, our place is there. Smallest of the smallest, meanest of the meanest, Pagavinda. Meanest of the mean, Gaura Haribo, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. Where do we cast our glance? What to do? Our goal is this. How to reach to that goal, sincerely. This is the measurement, meanest of the mean. To realize our proper position there, is it possible at all? It is imaginary quantity. So what purification we may aspire after? Self-abnegation. Analyze, analyze, and throw off. Analyze and throw off. All egoistic. All assertive. I am something. I am someone. have to be eliminated, eliminated, eliminated to the finish. It is not an easy thing. To become big, it is easy, because it is all false, black marketing. I am someone from this standpoint. But I am nothing to accept this creed in its true color. It is very difficult. Then the reality of necessity will occur in me for help. Otherwise, I can help so many. Why should I be a beggar? It is very difficult. Vaishnava vaise mane pade ke rasad, chinada pisho ke te pade ke rabad. There is a public saying that I had a great aspiration to become a Vaishnava. But when I came across the shlok relating the qualification of a Vaishnava, chinada pisho ne chena, tarora pisho ke chena, then I was disappointed. It is not possible to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. When tree is cut down, tree is giving shadow to the cutter. If tree doesn't get any water in the root, it won't beg for water to anyone. You give some water. I am in drought, drying. I won't stay. And a manina, manadena, don't want any respect, any position from anyone. But at the same time, you have to give honor to everyone, their due. That means you are exclusively pointed towards your aim and eliminated everything from your aspiration. You are extremely towards the object of your pursuit. In this way, you take the name of Krishna, and you will find his help at once, in no time. Hare Krishna. The qualification of the taker of name Vinaya. The standard has been recommended as this way. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is Krishna? Come to the level, come to the plane, and you will see everywhere. But your eyes and your senses are all attracted by the charm of different planes. You have no time to look towards Krishna. Sarvatra Krishna Murti Kore Jalama. Perception of Krishna is everywhere, but your sight is caught, attracted by so many floating charms. They are catching your attention, your sight, your feeling, and you can't see Krishna. Your own prejudice for the outside world has covered your eyes, drawing all of your attention towards them. You can't see Krishna, the real well-wisher, the real guardian, the real friend, the real lover. You can't see. You are so busy with your outer aspired things that you have no time at all to look towards him, the best friend you are ignoring, and for false transaction with the environment. The transaction is being continued by a false ego of you, false person. You are absent there. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, used to use this word, minor. The soul is minor. And the manager, he's working on behalf of the soul. Soul is proprietor. The proprietor is minor. And the managers, the mind and intelligence, working on behalf of the proprietor, they are looting things according to their own interests. That is the position of a person in bondage, fallen soul. His true self is not represented, but transaction in his name is going on. His real interest is suppressed, absent. Such hopeless position. Atha shai behari bhavana murcha kori boroduki deki bhavai. When calculating all of these things, we reach to the highest level of disappointment. Then sometimes, somehow or other, from the core of the heart, I am helpless. Save me. I am overpowered in my home. totally under the control of so many enemies in the form of friends within me. Such helpless position I hold, my Lord. You please come aggressively. Otherwise, I have no hope. Even I may not be allowed to make connection with you. From time immemorial, I am serving all these masters, but they are not satisfied with my service. I have made myself slave, eternal slave, with no possibility of getting any relief for myself. Now I find this helpless position, my Lord. If you only come of your own accord and assert yourself in any way, then these, they will fly away. Otherwise, no chance I have got. Samdratam lapya buddhi, samayatam sharanam abhayam maniyu shvatmadasye. Only some little attention of some engagement, if you extend to me, then these will fly away in fear of you. Otherwise, I have no hope. This sort of pathetic prayer from the core of the heart towards the Savior, that is what is necessary for us. Hare Krishna, Gaura Hare Gaura.
Anyone else want to give Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of His Divine Grace? Grace? Anyone? Once I went to Pujyapad Siddharth Goswami Maharaj. He began to tell that, first of all, I want to tell that he was came in very aristocratic family of Brahmin, and very brilliant from beginning. After some time, he went to Calcutta to study law. I don't know, first year or second year. He heard anywhere the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And he came to Mayapur to hear his instructions and to take his darshan. He was telling that when he entered in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math, he saw that a brahmachari was sitting on chair and his feet were on the table, closing his eyes. And he is thinking something. In the meantime, one big sannyasi, he came and did pranam. And then he came to that boy who was in white dress. Then that boy told something, and then again sannyasi did pranam, and then he went. Then, at that time his name was?
Ramendra.
Siddhar Maharaj ka?
Ramendra.
Ramendra. So, he thought, who is he? Brahmachari? And us others, who is the brahmachari, that sannyasi is the man coming to him and dandvat pranam, and he is in white dress, babu dress, and he is in the same stage, what, doing his feet something, like, and he told something and he did pranam and he went. Then he asked anyone, oh, he is Vinod Brahmachari. He is very high class of Brahmachari. And here he has established this mutt. And at first it was like Miyapur. And he had turned this to Mayapur. All Muslims used to, they don't understood Prabhupada, neglected. But when this Brahmachari came, now they realized him. And after that, he went to Prabhupada and heard something. And he was so much attracted that he at once went and stopped his law study. And he came to Srila Prabhupada, totally joined. And after some time, he gave him sannyas, bhakti, rakshak, sridhar, maharaj. I want to tell something that some tell him bhakti, rakshak, sridhar, deva, goswami. Who gave this title to him? Has Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati given him? Never. He cannot. Then who gave this title? Those who have some false ego that Brahmins are super than Vaishnav. So they want to tell by this Dev that he was Brahmin rather than Vaishnav. But we don't accept this. You should never tell him Dev Goswami. So, as Prabhupada has given the name, we will accept that. So, Prapujya Charan, Srila Bhakti, Raksha, Sridhar, Goswami, Maharaj. What to tell more? He has told everything. All Vaishnava, Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from him, my Gurudev and others. But Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj used to tell that I am junior from him. Guru Maharaj joined the mutt in 1916. And Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj joined in 1925. Sometimes I have heard that when Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj and our Gurudev, both were very darshani, philosophers. When they used to discuss anything, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj was telling, Guru Maharaj used to cut his all arguments. And then, when Sridhar Maharaj used to tell, he used to cut all the arguments of Guru Maharaj, establish his. And again, our Gurudev used to cut his all arguments, establish something. So all Gaudiya Math, Brahmachari, Sannyasi used to come to hear their conversations, all these arguments. Very interesting. Also, I have told you, once in Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, Pujyapad Rishikesh Maharaj, so many. They were assembled in Keshavji Gaudiya Math in the month of Kartik. And Rishikesh Maharaj asked this question, that I want to know, you are so many Siddhantavid, I want to know that a special Jivar Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Here it has been told Nitya Das. Then Jiv has any special relation with Krishna, or that relation is nothing but comes from the association, from Gurudev or association it comes. Then Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj told to Gurudev, you should give the answer. And then he told, Jiv has a special relation with Krishna, but it is latent. It cannot be changed, never. Like Yashoda Vatsalya Ras, cannot in any way cannot be changed. In this way, he gave an example that there are seeds of mango, tamarind, banana, kathal, jackfruit, so many neem tree seeds. And on the Ganges side, on the same soil, you should put it. One sun rays coming, one gardener is there, only he is doing. One soil, one air, everything is there. But different trees will come. Not same thing. By association of air, sun, gardener, oh, it cannot be. It cannot come, will come as a mango, only one tree. In same way, all the souls has some special relation. And I think those who have come under Rupa Goswami, this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, they have surely what? The potency of Radha Dasyam, Manjari Mood, Brajbhav. Otherwise, they have gone to Ramanuj, Madhva Sampradaya and other Sampradaya. But anyhow, they have come. It seems that Krishna has arranged all these things. So, it cannot be changed by anything. It may be by any association, a devotee came up to Dasya or Sakya, but he will not be satisfied. After some time, he will search another guru. And then, when he is when he what? Sarupa will come, realize, then it will be fixed in that rush. And then he will never change. So we are very fortunate to hear all these things. Sri Maharaj has written some books also.
Prapanna Jivanamrita.
Very good book.
Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram.
Prema Deva Dham Stotram and so on. Prabhupada. Surjanar Budaradita Pada Yugam. Kirtana Manjusha. So many. Today, we are all giving Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. And he should be merciful to sprinkle his mercy to all, to us, that we can understand his moods and follow his footprints. Gaur Premanande.